Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, as we launch here in hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts that you might hear on your radio stations, very, very few of them want to give you their websites free. We do. FreeTalkLive.com. Calls are loaded up. If you've been waiting, continue. We will get to you if you're on hold. So be patient as we get to, first, to Errol in Florida, listening to WFTL. Errol, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind, Errol?
Listen, I didn't really hear the whole story about the couch thing that you have on your lawn. But what really prompted me to call is just I'm just fed up with number one, the system, and number two, this guy Dave who called you telling you that you should just conform
yep.
to this idea that you have to follow what the system says. This is America. They forget we live in America. We're not living in Russia.
Well, they believe, well, yes, I mean, America is very, very communist. You're right about that. It's very socialist, very fascist, and people don't realize it. They've been told that communism is freedom, and they believe it.
And the only way you can have a fascist is if you're gassing Jews and have a swastika and jackboots and the whole thing.
And people like Dave, and again, for people just tuning in, we're talking about this guy that called in last hour to try to rake me over the coals. Of course, he wouldn't answer any of my questions.
He just said go along to get along, and he made the point that you should be able to face your accuser in America.
Well, and he claims, though, that I have some obligation to this system that I have by moving somewhere somehow consented to all of these arbitrary ordinances that other regular men and women wrote down on pieces of paper. Doesn't that seem kind of ludicrous to you?
It's ridiculous. That's what I'm sitting here saying. I'm saying this is your property. Isn't it your property?
I think so. I mean, I paid for it.
You pay for it and you're paying your taxes for it. I mean, everybody has their right to own property and to do whatever you... No, I mean, you're not going to do anything ridiculous. But I don't think having a couch on your lawn for recreation, that your neighbor, if your neighbor is upset with you, that's his or her problem. Why are they going to be upset? Because so then, if I have something that's good for my health, like a plant sticking out of the back of my yard, and it's not offending anybody, and my neighbor peep over my fence and say that's an offensive plant, as long as it's not a ganja plant or something, I should remove it then? This is America.
I think
he should go live in Russia. don't come under here talking that kind of crap, because we're Americans.
I love you, Errol. Thank you for the call. It was great. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. We need more people like Errol out there. And non-cooperation, I think, is really a key factor here, because clearly it upsets people that are so within the system, so indoctrinated. It kind of wraps them over the head, you know, a little, hey, McFly, let's pay attention to what's really going on here. And that is that these government people, these people calling themselves the city or wherever the town, wherever
well,
it is you
I don't
live,
think that, I don't
they think they own you and your property.
I disagree. I don't think Dave thought that non-cooperation is unacceptable behavior, because he did agree that, or it seemed so, that he agreed that Rosa Parks was not wrong in not giving up her seat. He just believes that you should cooperate in this particular instance.
Use the system to change the system.
Well, that you should go along to get along. I don't even know that he necessarily...
He did say that. So you should use the system. It's a paraphrase of what he said. He said we should, you know, try to change the system. Work inside it. Which I refuse. You know,
I didn't hear that.
I've tried to change the system. I spent, you know, a few years of my life working in the system, and it's a waste of time and effort. Our non-cooperative activists.
I don't know where your obligation to try to change the system from the inside
There is
came.
No obligation. It's just Dave, people like Dave begging us to grant their system legitimacy by working within it. And when we're having real success, real tangible success, by having just a handful of people non-cooperate, if we could have 50 people non-cooperating, it'd be curtains for the government. They wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't have enough jail space for all those people. Let's continue. And again, I'm not talking about being violent. I'm not talking about destroying property, destroying lives, hurting people. No. Just talking about living your life as you see fit. That's all. Peaceful. We continue. Talk to Manuel in New York on the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Manuel.
Hello. I think you should be able to smoke a bowl on your couch while selling sex and food out of your lawn. that should be legal.
You're a man
after
my heart.
The previous caller, Dave, says that the city, he even admitted the city does not own your property, yet somehow the city gets control what you should do on it. And I think that really does not fall out of anything. He has no principles. no philosophy on freedom or property or anything else.
It's a magic
arbitrary statement.
Isn't it like a magic kind of fairy tale land sort of story? The idea that, well, because you moved into this geographic region, and even though you own the property, you don't actually get to decide what to do with it because our board of bureaucrats will get to decide.
I guess my question there would be, how did the geographic region, how did they get the right to, you know, have that sort of those rules?
Some people went into a voting booth and checked a box.
I really honestly believe you can't have those two together. Either the city owns your property or it doesn't. And if it does, how does it do it? You know, the city didn't buy it, didn't spend the money on it, it doesn't live there. The bureaucrats do not live where you do. You
right.
have every prior and better claim to that property than anyone else.
Right, here
so
in New Hampshire, the citizens of New Hampshire back in the 1700s fought for their freedom from King George. Now,
they should have just shut up and used the system.
One could claim that those citizens, every single one of them in the state of New Hampshire, agreed that we will have a system where we vote on things, you know, and the majority rules in that system.
But that doesn't bind your kids.
Well, I think that, yeah, it would.
No.
You know,
It could.
However, then you would have to ask the question, didn't King George have a legitimate government? If so, why didn't he?
Mm.
I mean, his government was legitimate, and these people went and took it from him.
Right.
So, therefore, they took King George's property. Couldn't I just take a knife, slit your throat, take your wallet? Wouldn't it be legitimately mine? That's what happened during the Revolutionary War.
Good question. Manuel, your thoughts?
Well, I don't think that the state is legitimate, and I think that the previous caller, Dave, was wrong in almost everything he said.
I'm hoping that people like Dave will listen and, you know, hopefully absorb this information and come around to the paradigm shift that's necessary to understand that it's wrong to aggress against your neighbor, even if they're painting their house an ugly color, even if they're putting in windows that you don't like, even if they're growing a marijuana plant in their backyard, even if, you know, they're doing things, again, that you disagree with, it's wrong to aggress against them. We need to honor our neighbors' choices. We need to allow our neighbors to live their lives how they want to. Now, if the neighbors somehow do us harm, if they destroy some of our property, if they if they hurt your wife or something like that, then there's a real issue there, and that needs to be resolved. But somebody putting a piece of furniture out in their lawn, while it may be tacky, and it may be unsightly, it's none of your, unless you live in a deed-restricted area where people have explicitly agreed to follow certain rules about their property, that's your problem for living in an un-deed-restricted area. And this whole idea that just by moving into a geopolitical zone is a consent process? The idea of stepping across an invisible line in the sand? No other contract works that way. I mean, that's just it's such a cop-out from these government people to say that, well, it's a social contract, and even though it doesn't actually exist, it does exist. That's basically what they're
absolutely
saying.
I agree. I don't think that people should be able – I don't want to tell people how they should live and how they should manage their own property. You know, that's up to the individual person. And if you don't like their choices, well, you know, that's just too bad.
Go
if you
start
have a house
your own.
You don't like, well, that's not your house. You don't have a say on that.
Right.
You might not like it, but you're going to have to deal with it.
Go move into a neighborhood where everybody's agreed to have the same height of grass, the same type of grass, the same colored paints on the house, the same this and that, and will just have a happy little life. And you leave people like me, not you, Manuel, but those who want to control others, leave people like us alone. We're not hurting you. Thanks, Manuel, for the call. Appreciate it. We continue. Brian, listening in Grafton to WNTK-FM. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I welcome all you guys that are coming up here to try and save this state.
Thank you.
You haven't totally convinced me to work outside the system, but I live in Grafton, a town where we have a very small planning board,
and no zoning laws.
No zoning laws, no building permits.
So how is
no
it that one? What is the point of a planning board when you have no zoning laws and no building permits?
Some people want to come up with a master plan, just like they did in Germany back in the day. The victim in this is the taxpayer.
Mm.
You've got bureaucrat Paul hassling you for no reason. Right now, some people in this county are battling a $38 million prison.
My goodness.
It was made with secret deals.
I want to come back to you here in a moment and talk about the issue of working within the system. I don't think it's completely worthless. I just don't put my focus on it. Hang on. We're going to bring back Brian. Take your calls as well. We got a bunch of guys on hold. Please hang on. And ladies, you come first if you dial in at 800-259-9231.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those include, by the way, the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. and a lot of people interacting there. It's free, too, by the way. Go over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive, get signed up. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about non-cooperation throughout the program tonight, taking calls on a various different related subjects. And, of course, you can call about anything, 1-800-259-9231. And we are on the line, actually. We're going to bring back Brian, listening in New Hampshire in Grafton to WNTK-FM. And, Brian, you're talking about how you haven't really given up on the whole idea of working within the system. And I have to say, I understand. You know, you're in a place where working within the system is much more, well, possible. Grafton's, like, population of 1,000 or 1,500 people or something like that, if that. So you really can have an effect if you are working within a system like that. But as far as working within, like, the federal system, that's a total waste of time and effort. So it's like the bigger the system, the more established and entrenched it is, the more of a waste of time it is, if that makes any sense. Are you there, Brian?
Oh, I definitely agree. The federal government has been lost.
Isn't it time to secede? Isn't it beyond time to secede from the federal government?
I would love it. I think we got to take baby steps. The town of Grafton has a United Nations Secession Act claiming that the United Nations has no authority in the town of Grafton, and that barely missed passing during the last election, as
Good
did doing away with the planning board.
You know, you mentioned before we went to the break there, you mentioned that they're planning like a $38 million prison, and that's a lot of millions for a little town of 1,000 people or however.
Well, it's for the entire county. Basically, the further away you get from the local town, you get to the county, that's the next step, and you get a $38 million prison.
But you aren't too keen on building that that new prison.
God no. It's going to raise county taxes 31% over 3 years.
That's amazing.
And the well-connected bond company will make $70,000 for signing a few papers.
Here's what I would suggest. I mean, I'm not totally down on working inside the system, but if you keep running into brick walls, for instance, if you and your whoever else you're organizing with there can't get this prison stopped, or they just keep putting up walls, you keep being frustrated, and your efforts aren't really getting anywhere. If that's what you keep running into, then I really think it's time to look at non-cooperative options. As far as if you get enough people together who are basically going to tell the government, hey, look, we don't want your prison. We're tired of you arresting people for smoking marijuana. I mean, we all know that's the reason why you need a new prison anyway, is because you're filling up the damn prison with a bunch of potheads and heroin users and stuff like that, people that have never harmed anybody else for the most part. That's why they need a new prison in the first place. So you basically get together and say, hey, look, you know, we don't consent to building this new prison, and we're just going to give you maybe 50% of the property taxes this time around, and essentially have what would basically be a property tax revolt. I understand that people would be frightened about doing that because they'd be scared the government would be able to come and take their property, but there is strength in numbers, and if you could get enough people to do something like that, I think you'd be untouchable.
Possibly, but...
something to think about, not trying to persuade you into it here.
I just had a young child born, Evie Rose.
Mark, you can relate, right?
Ago.
Yep. Mark's got a name.
And my wife and I have thus far decided not to saddle her with a Social Security number. So
excellent choice.
They can't claim that she signed up for anything. It's a voluntary program, of course,
yep.
And she will be able to decide when the time is right.
Brian, it's good hearing from you tonight. Appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Mark, listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark. Mark in Ohio, going once?
Thank you. What I'd like to hear is actually the person who complained about this actually call your radio station if they're listening. And I'd like to hear their side of the story, actually.
Now, wait a minute. Do you mean the original person who complained to the code enforcement bureaucrats or the code enforcement bureaucrat that came and littered on my property?
Actually, both of them, because they shouldn't have littered on your property anyway. But I would like to hear from the person who did the original complaint.
Me too. I really would. I would have liked to have had that person just come to my front door, say hi, introduce themselves, and talk to me like an adult, but that person never did that. I would still accept that at this point. I would say, hey, you know, let's try to make this right, and let's act like adults here instead of calling in mommy government.
And you're willing to remove the couch once you speak to the person and they ask you like an adult to remove it.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep, I absolutely am.
That sounds fair to me.
I think so. Yep. So we'll see what happens in court.
I agree. That's all I needed to say.
Great call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, we go to Steve, listening in Colorado. Been waiting patiently. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, Colorado, going once.
Hey there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Well, I got my request from the Libertarian Party for donations or whatever, and it came with this self-addressed stamp envelope, you know, one of those... you know, no postage required thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my Libertarian card out of my wallet, and with some bit of hesitation, maybe just a nostalgic thing, cut it up, put it in the envelope with a note that said, when Bob Barr and his ilk are out of the party, I will rejoin. And I sealed it up, and I dropped it into a mailbox, and I went and ate some sushi.
I have a feeling you're going to be waiting a long time.
I do. I do, too. The Libertarian Party, now, I actually joined with hesitation. I always really regarded them as a party mostly composed of kooks, but there were enough non-kooks in the party to make me want to join, and it was Harry Brown that made me want to join.
There are kooks in every political party. I'd just like to point that out.
Yeah, there are. And... Yeah. You know, I went ahead and said I took the plunge. It was Harry Brown that made me want to join.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
And in fact, it was Harry Brown that turned me on to this show in his failing health days. He said, oh, you know, stay tuned. His voice was really weak. And he said, stay tuned for I can't remember if you were on before him or after, but he said.
We came on, it was
before.
Yeah, it was before Harry.
Before, yeah. And he said, yeah, stay tuned to Free Market Live. Mm-hmm. He goes with Ian Bernard. He's a great libertarian. Then he paused and he said, no, Free Talk Live. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, he wasn't really very coherent. The fact that he kept doing
those shows almost up to the very end, though, was incredible dedication.
Remarkable.
You're talking about Harry Brown, by the way. You should mention who he is. He was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate 2 years, actually, in 1996 and in the year 2000. And like you, it was because of Harry Brown and his wonderful ability to communicate the ideas of liberty that brought me involved into this movement as well. I also, like you, spent many years working within the Libertarian Party, watching it just deteriorate from the inside out as it was taken over, and I thank you for sharing your story tonight, and thank you for the call. Just watching it deteriorate and break down as it was infiltrated and taken over by these people, conservative neocon types that wanted to just water down the party and make it so it didn't have any principle anymore. And I quit earlier in this year, and really, I'm not coming back. There's no reason for it. The federal government's a lost cause anyway. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam version of the show. Head to listen.freetalklive.com to take advantage of all that totally free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And you need to know the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is happening October 10th, 11th, and 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent.
That's good for the family.
That is fun. Uh-huh. Helicopter rides and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. You're not being sarcastic there, Mark. I mean, I remember when I was growing up going to the gun range with my dad was quite a learning, useful experience for me.
My dad used to take me out and teach me, you know, he taught me how to use a rifle. Absolutely.
And if I had had the ability, the option, or known about Knob Creek Gun Range, and we could have gone and done that night shoot thing, like, can you describe that real quick?
They take incendiary rounds. I guess some guys with machine guns, incendiary rounds, shoot 55-gallon metal barrels full of diesel fuel. That's the grand finale.
Yeah, that would have been way more cool than just the gun range down in Florida. So if you want the ultimate in coolness, knobcreekrange.com. All right, we continue with your calls. Ladies first, Claire is waiting, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis.
Well, yes, first of all, I'm so pleased that I had to wait because I've called a few times before and I got right through. And that means, I think, that so many more people are calling you and you guys are great.
Thank you, Claire. What's on your mind tonight?
Pardon?
What's on your mind tonight? Why were you calling?
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, our wonderful founding fathers, if you will, were so brilliant. I don't think we still appreciate the brilliance of what they did and how they saw it. And most of them, they weren't politicians full-time. They were farmers. They were this and that. And I think things have gotten to the point where the politicians now figure that's their full-time job. Mm-hmm. And it's like peeling an onion. You know, we have to go back and peel the onion back to the core of what brought this country or started this country to begin with.
It's an interesting point.
I like the founding principles of the country, liberty, the right of a person to be able to do what they want, to be sovereign over their own stuff.
I think that's the best. Yep. I think our founding fathers were pure in heart.
I think that I wish they'd have taken care of that slavery thing right away.
Yeah.
I wish they'd have taken care of that right away, but they had a lot of problems with it.
They are fallible. They're human beings. They had problems. As you say, owning slaves was certainly one of the many. And, of course, many of the so-called founding fathers, I don't think, did have the best of intentions. People like Hamilton, who were very clearly in favor of a centralized state, central banking, things like that. So those guys did not have the best of intentions. They wanted more power and to aggregate more power centrally. So those guys were kind of bad news.
But certainly Madison and Jefferson.
But yeah, a lot of the concepts were certainly
Franklin.
Positive, things that people should be looking to and they should understand, but they don't.
And I think the concept, the opposite of that, initially were pure at heart. The guys who did that within their own hearts, they were wishing for the best, but perhaps we're preparing for the worst.
Well, the road to hell, as they say, is paved with good intentions.
A republic, man, if you can keep it.
Well, and even if it was to be kept a republic, it still wouldn't negate the fact that government is nothing more than a monopoly of men and women over coercive the wielding of coercive force. And I don't really care what the organization is, whether it's a monarchy or a republic or a democracy. It's people telling other people how to live their lives, and I will always oppose that. And I thank you for your call tonight. 800-259-9231.
But your words would fall on deaf ears if the government was significantly smaller and it stayed within its constitutional bounds.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have this show
if
that was the case.
It just wouldn't be the issue.
The show never would have had a reason to be created because it was certainly one of my pet peeves. Anyway, we continue here. Scott is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
We got you, Scott. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, this is great. Listen, fellas, this actually will dovetail, what you're talking about will dovetail beautifully with what I was going to talk about. You mentioned the eminent domain, some stuff on eminent domain last time I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
And eminent domain doesn't hold a candle to, are you familiar with or have you ever heard of the International Property Maintenance Code?
No,
I have not.
Okay, sir, you should check this out because it is frightening.
Can you give us a summary? What is it all about?
This actually happened to a friend of mine, and he almost lost his house and his property over a dented gutter, three bags of grass clippings, and a broom handle on his property. That was it.
Wow. How did this happen?
Well, you get complaints from the neighbors saying I'll start over. It's all the code is interpreted by the code official. The code official is judge, jury, and executioner in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so no matter what he says goes. If he says noxious weeds on your property, that could be anything. That could be whatever flowers it is, roses, whatever. It's a noxious weed, it has to go. And if it's not filled out, if it's not taken care of, these people can come into your house on your property without a warrant. They can lock you up in jail. And while you're in jail, they can tear down your property with your belongings in it and then charge you a bill.
And are you suggesting this is like some sort of UN code?
It has its roots, as near as I have been able to find out. It has its roots in FEMA and Agenda 21. That's the only thing I really know as far as that's concerned. But this did happen to a friend of mine.
Bureaucrat, was it a city bureaucrat that showed up and threatened him, or some sort of federal thing?
This is the thing. He did not have really any kind of credentials to say who he was. So we don't really know, but we know that this has happened to other people in other states. And for some reason, it has been kept very quiet, probably for obvious reasons, because it is nothing but a property grab.
It looks like the International the International Property Maintenance Code. I've looked it up here, and it looks like what it is a code that some group has put together, the International Property Maintenance Code, member of the International Code family. They put together this code in order to give local bureaucrats who may not know how to write an effective code, a really onerous code that they can pretty much enforce on anybody and get whatever they want.
Right, but that's the thing, and that's what makes this so dark and insidious, is that this is determined by the code official, and it's totally a property grab.
Yeah, well, that's just how it is, right? I mean, they have guns, and they can order people to do things, and people are scared, so they're too frightened to actually say no. And I think that the only solution here, I know some people say, oh, you got to work within the system. I think the best and most efficient solution is for people to just stand up and say, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not going to be complying with that today. And then take it all the way and have more people join them, and people need to just start refusing to obey. I think that's the only solution. I thank you for the call. We move on. We talk to Dennis, listening in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about something else, but listening to Free Talk Live, I always have something that just irks me to the point where I have to talk about it. You're talking about the civil disobedience versus inside the system thing.
Yes, sir.
And, Ian, you hit the nail right on the head with, at the federal level, you know, I hardly know why people waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to change anything, period. But at the state level, especially here, as I like to say, in New Hampshire, it makes all the difference in the world, and it's a sad piece of news that I've got. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, our legislator of the year, the most perfect libertarian you could hope for, he voted libertarian on every single bill that we judged over the course of the past year. The guy got an A-plus from us.
Wow.
This includes those curveball bills that we throw out that are like, you know, where we know we're going to trip up somebody, like milk subsidy for the children or something, you know, like. You know, even those, the guy voted libertarian, pure libertarian. Guy's awesome.
Wow.
He lost in a primary by one vote.
Damn.
903-904.
Gosh.
So don't you believe for a second that your voting doesn't matter.
Good point,
especially
Dennis.
Especially at that level.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. But if it doesn't seem like voting is working, it's time to try something different. And that
I don't see why you can't do both.
Disobey. And as I said, if it doesn't seem it's working, take a step into the world of noncompliance and see how it feels. The water's great. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loof for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we do ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying or looking to buy, Amazon probably sells it. 41 categories to shop in. They've got used items. Anything you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, additionally, we have a brand new link for the computer store and accessories and all things electronic. Newegg. Newegg.freetalklive.com. So whether you're shopping at Amazon or shopping at Newegg, use the title of the site and put it in front of the Free Talk Live URL. So Amazon.freetalklive.com and Newegg.freetalklive.com. Both ways, we'll get a cut of the sale. All right, we continue with your calls. And we go to Larry, listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live, Larry.
How you doing now?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
A long time no see. About your problem with the ordinance, you know you have a remedy, right?
What do you mean?
If you go and you're found guilty, you can appeal that to the circuit court judge.
Okay.
But that's going to cost you more money, see?
Mm.
That's how the system's set up. And anyway, I don't see what people are talking about the Constitution anymore. The Constitution only works when you have common law. What we have now is mercantile courts. They only use former cases that you can use to sustain your bill when you have been damaged or somebody owes you money. That's the only reason, and they have statutes that you can go. So we have statutory courts, equity courts for injunctions or declaratory judgments or something of that nature, or restraining orders.
It all sounds very confusing. How does one get back to a common law court? Is it even possible with all these other law types of courts that are around?
No, you can't. But, you know, I have a law library with a constitutional ruling, see, that and all the old books from before the change was made. But, you know, when we came out of the Civil War, they had to change that, and they could not look at the Constitution. So if you go into a court nowadays, you're going to see the yellow fringe on the flag. That's a mercantile court.
I've heard those rumors before. I don't know if there's any validity to them. Now, here's my other question for you, Larry. It sounds like you know your stuff on these courtroom antics, shenanigans. You say you can't go to a common law court, but isn't it possible to form one's own common law court with just regular people? Is that possible?
Well, no, you cannot,
no?
Because Congress would have to set that up. But the courts have already...
But Congress is not... A common law is not subservient to the government structure. Common law exists above and outside of the government structure.
It is, and they still use common law in some of the bigger cases where you have an attorney that knows how to plead that kind of deal.
Interesting.
And you can use the common law, the cases that were decided under common law. But as far as our system now, ask any judge, and if he's being truthful, he'll tell you. When you come into a mercantile court, there's nothing that you can say about the Constitution, only what the statute supports.
Yeah, the Constitution is essentially a cover. It's just something that they use as an excuse to, you know, basically trample all over people's freedoms.
Yeah,
thank you, dude. Appreciate the call, Larry. 800-259-9231.
Constitution says that you can have a trial by jury for anything, any dispute that's over $20. And I'll tell you, shift, good luck.
Yeah, right. It was like the other guy was saying earlier, the code enforcers, like the judge, the jury, and the executioners. Like, they've written the ticket. That's it. It's over and it's done with. You can't even take some of these things to court. All right, we continue here. And
that's true with property taxes. You can't dispute your property taxes except by going through the town. I mean, you can't take it to court and, you know.
Unless you want to pay through the nose.
Why do I owe for these property taxes? You can't. There's no one to ask that question to.
They won't answer it.
They'll just take your property away if you don't pay.
We go to, let's talk to Matt, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, just let you know, I'm watching you on the cam. This is a blast. I'm doing this for the first time. I love hearing you guys.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment. The guy that you were talking to before in the whole couch situation, isn't this the whole reason they left England to come here and to start this great country that I live in?
You mean arbitrary and oppressive, you know, arbitrary oppression? Is that what you mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'll be honest with you. My wife has always been completely just the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness person, and she kind of had to bring me around. I was too right-wing guy, and she brought me, and she's like, no, man, it's not all about that. It's about liberty, read your Bill of Rights. And I'm like, you know what? She is friggin' on the ball. And
your wife rocks.
Listening to you guys.
I have to say that.
That's where I came from, too, and, you know, just sort of the right-wing, everything that Rush Limbaugh says must be true because, well, he's really good at saying it. But, you know, the more you get into the theory, the philosophy, the Enlightenment philosophy that the founding documents were written under and the ideas of liberty, they're sound, they're consistent. They make sense, and one can't really dispute them.
No,
that's what I'm living by as far as I'm concerned.
Very cool, Matt. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, like I say, just keep it up. I mean, you got people down here in South Carolina, even if I'm the only one supporting you guys. And I don't know, New Hampshire's looking pretty good to me.
No, I've got a good friend down in South Carolina who listens every week.
Well, I know that Keith, the program director of WSC-FM, is definitely a fan of the show. So hopefully we'll see it expand out to weeknights there at some point. And I'm sure he'd appreciate an email or a phone call from you telling him that you appreciate that he's got Free Talk Live on his station. And thank you for the call tonight. And that applies to everybody listening. If your radio stations only run Saturday nights, call up the program director during the week or shoot him an email and say, hey, thanks for running Free Talk Live, and maybe you should consider the weeknight show. As we continue here and talk to, let's go to Jeremy, listening in Montana, to KGEZ. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys would ever get to me.
We figured we'd let you get a few more drinks into you, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, as far as the couch is concerned,
you got to talk right into your phone, my friend. Maybe he's had too many.
As far as the couch is concerned,
yes, sir.
Let it sit there and let them rot in their fines. And
yeah,
I mean, eventually, hopefully the couch will go into the ground just like the rest of us, you know?
Probably true. I agree with you, and I will do that unless, as I suggested earlier, the original person who had a problem with it has the courage to come and talk to me like a grown-up. Then I'll move, I'll take the couch to the damn dump at that point.
Problems too, Ian and Mark. It's like kind of makes me want to crank up my socially distorted music. When my neighbors can find, nothing better to do than to call the cops.
Well, in that instance, Jeremy, I can't side with you because then you're actually doing something that can have a direct effect on your neighbors. And I think that there is something to be said for responding and going and talking to a neighbor about being too loud and disturbing your peace. And I think there is something to be said for that. So I can't back you on that one. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. In my case, having a couch on the lawn isn't doing anything to the neighbors.
Right. Other than maybe perhaps annoy someone, and that person is quite a ways away, apparently, because you have to throw a baseball in order to hit them.
So they claim.
That's it. You don't have the right to, not to be annoyed in this, you know, in that sense. Now, when it comes to somebody playing their music at late at night, you know, yeah, I think that that's the that there's a legitimate gripe there.
Let's continue. Amar is listening in Florida to WFTL. Amar, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As you're going to hear, I have an accent. I'm not from this country, but I became a citizen on the 16th.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And that's Constitution Day. But I do know quite, you know, few things about this country. I came from North Africa, Algeria.
Wow.
Precisely. I became a citizen. And just to let you know, a lot of Muslim countries, the people who live there, they really do love the American people. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I believe you.
True. But
they hate the government,
though.
They have
a lot of grievances with the government.
Absolutely, as they should.
Like,
I would, too, if there was ever somebody killing my family.
I'm a Muslim.
Yes, sir.
And before I came here, I'm not kidding you, like a lot of my friends, they love the United States, they love their people, and the United States was a beacon of liberty, and they always cite it. They cite it as, oh, look at the Americans. We should be like the United States. They have freedoms. They have that. And, you know, every time freedom is mentioned, the United States is mentioned. I'm not kidding you.
Right, but they never lived here, right? So they don't really realize how unfree it is here.
But when I came here, I never knew the United States till I came here. But I knew a lot from our country. For example, the education system over there is much better. I'm a teacher right now.
Hmm.
I teach at Vels Academy. It's a school. The educational system over there, I'm not kidding you, kids know a lot about the United States, Europe, a whole life. They could mention to you like the whole history in general of the United States. They know its economy. They know the middle of the United States, what it produces and all that.
I mean, the fact is a lot of engineers and people like that come from that region, as I understand it. I don't know if you have more points. Hang on. We'll bring you back after the news if you'd like. 800-259-9231. Always interesting to hear from somebody with a little international perspective on things. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.